This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A deal has been struck between Japan and the U.S., VOA's Steve Herman is reporting.
With the visit of Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, the White House reiterated its commitment to defending Japan, including with nuclear weapons. President Biden in the Oval Office said there has never been a time when the United States and Japan, who are on opposite sides in the Second World War, have been closer.
We're modernizing our military alliance, building on Japan's historic increase in defense spending and new national security strategy.
Sitting alongside Biden, Kishida said Japan's new defense strategy comes as the two allies face their most challenging and complex security environment in recent history. He explained that is why Japan, despite the pacifist language in its post-war constitution, has decided to obtain counterstrike capabilities. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian forces are continuing to fight Russian troops in Soledar and other cities in eastern Ukraine. That's according to President Volodymyr Zelensky saying in a late-night video address. The heavy fight for the Donetsk region continues. The battle for Bakhmut and Soledar for Crimeans. For other cities and villages of the east of our country continues. Despite the fact that the enemy has deployed from most of its forces exactly on its direction, Russia said on Friday that its forces had taken control of Soledar, and what would be a raw concern for Moscow near after months of battlefield reverses. This is VOA News. A Brazilian Supreme Court justice on Friday authorized an investigation of whether former President Jair Bolsonaro actually incited the January 8th riot in the Capitol as part of a broader crackdown to help responsible parties to account, according to the text of the ruling. The judge granted the request from the prosecutor's office, which cited a video between Bolsonaro posted on Facebook 2 days before after the riot. The video claimed that Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was not voted into office, but rather was chosen by the Supreme Court in Brazil's electoral authority. The U.S. Coast Guard returned another 177 Cuban migrants who were caught at sea at Florida to the island on Thursday, while a group of about two dozen Haitians swam ashore in Miami. The Cuban migrants were all intercepted separately off the coast earlier this month, according to a Coast Guard news release. They also repatriated by two Coast Guard cutters. More stormy weather ahead for California. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with all the details.
After weeks of stormy weather, yet more wind and rain for a Golden State now looking a bit gray and muddy.
I know how fatigued you all are.
Governor Gavin Newsom.
Just maintain a little more vigilance.
The storms began hitting California in late December, causing power outages, flooding, mudslides, and worse.
Sadly, 19 people have died.
State Emergency Director Nancy Ward.
The ground is saturated. It is extremely, extremely dangerous, especially in these high vulnerable areas, and that water can continue to rise well after these storms have passed. So our message is clear. Please know your surroundings.
Newsom says,
we'll get through this, and then we'll get back to the real work that needs to be done to make sure we can get through the next century.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Iran says it executed a dual Iranian-British national who once worked for its defense ministry, despite an international outcry over his death sentence and those of others held amid nationwide protests. Iran's Mizan news agency, associated with the country's judiciary, announced Ali Reza Akbari's hanging on Saturday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.